Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
There on Get Up, it was Graziano, Foxworth. There was a McCourty there. Jeff Saturday just body bagged all of them. Like, I really don't think right now it's a debate. And that is not disrespect to Jaden Daniels. He'd go number two in the draft. He's still really good. Yeah. I'd love to start my franchise with Jaden Daniels, but May is younger. May's ceiling is higher. Jaden Daniels has been more injury prone. He did go to an NFC title game last year, but when Drake May is locked in like he is right now, and admittedly, he hasn't played the toughest schedule, who'd the Commanders play last year? Like, they had an easy schedule last year.
Only at least until the 2000 Ravens.
Until they got to the postseason, which we didn't know he was going to do right around week nine of the NFL last year. I look at it and I say, Drake May, when he's locked in, is having a season like Brady in 07. He's having a season like Mahomes when he won the MVP in 18. Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, that's who he looks like. And as good as Jaden Daniels was, he's 2-3 this year when he's played.
Yeah.
He's missed games due to injury, which a bunch of nanas are worried about with Drake May. He's never missed a game. He's never missed a start with an injury. He had to leave one and then returned the next week and didn't miss a start. I think it's Drake May, and I really don't even think it's a debate. If I have the number one pick, I don't think much about it. It's Drake May. I hand the ticket in, and then the team behind me could take Jaden Daniels.
I also think this seven-game stretch that Drake May is on is better than any seven-game stretch from Daniels from last year. And Daniels was awesome.
He's great.
But one, you know, everybody's talking about the stat that he has a lot of crazy stats compared to Tom Brady, Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers, whatever else. But the one about, you know, the 100 quarterback rating or better, and it's been seven straight games. Jaden Daniels never had three straight games of 100 quarterback rating.
You said this earlier.
Six total times last year. Now,
as a rookie, May has seven in a row.
Right. His season average at the end of the year was like exactly 100 for Daniels. He had an awesome year, and that's what's weird. Like, you get into these debates, and it almost makes it sound like you think the other player stinks. Nobody thinks he stinks. It was just he was, after 1 year, the clear-cut best quarterback of that class. He was the rookie of the year, so there's that. And he had the team success, too. He got to the NFC Championship game. But what Drake May has done this year, sprinkled in with Daniels getting hurt, that's fine. But he hasn't been out there the whole time. He has a losing record in the games that he has played. I think if you're living in the now, and I'm not ignoring what Daniels did as a rookie, but I'm just putting a little bit more emphasis on this half season that we've seen. So I don't think it's a shock at all. I'm surprised Saturday was the only one on that set that would even say that. But Drake May is the better quarterback right now.
So I agree. And again, if you're talking about a redraft, that's what they were talking about. Go back to 2024 and redraft it. May's younger.
Yep.
We know the ceiling's higher. I mean, it just is. Jaden Daniels is really good. But somebody's got to go one. I mean, to me, that's Drake May, and I really don't even think it should be a debate.
Who goes three?
Good question.
Might mean not even a quarterback.
Yeah.
That always hurt, but like Malik Nabers?
Yeah, maybe, actually.
Maybe somebody like that.
I like Neighbors a lot.
I mean, Joe Alt was in that draft.
Oh, maybe.
Roma Dunze.
He's been hurt.
Oh, Brock Bowers. Also been hurt a ton this year, but Bowers' rookie year was insane.
I'd probably take a lot of those guys over Knicks.
The other quarterbacks.
Would Knicks be the third guy? Third quarterback, rather?
Yeah, Knicks has to be ahead of Caleb Williams right now, and they're both ahead of McCarthy and Penis Jr., I would think.
So you would take Knicks ahead of Caleb in a redraft?
Right now. Because
that's a long fall for Caleb for you.
It is, but I'm also higher on Knicks than most. So it's like it's not that much of a fall and a rock because I like Knicks more than most. I did like Caleb Williams more than most. I was with the Bears. I thought he was the best quarterback coming out. And now it looks like at best you could make a case for three, but probably more likely four.
617-779-7937. If you want to discuss this, you can. We have a Kiefer Madness for you coming up at 12:45. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people were sending you this, correct?
Yeah, multiple people sent me this story,
okay,
so we'll go with it.
Well, we'll get to this coming up about 10 minutes from now. Meanwhile, a couple of texts on our 60-second plans for the perfect Halloween night. This one, another big win for Keith. I agree. The
wagon beers.
Even Ken ran down the hallway asking you about wagon etiquette.
Yeah, just fill it up with beers.
Keith, wag expert and wagon expert.
Pretty good.
Yeah, real good.
Two specialties that I have.
What a good idea. Yeah. Also this, which I guess is sort of my side of the street. Perfect Halloween night. Shut off the light, go out to eat, return around 10.
What is the bah humbug of Halloween? That. What's wrong? Get a little candy. See the kids showing up.
That's probably not a bad night, though.
You can see a ton of K-pop demon hunters showing up to your house. You give them a few candies.
So many.
What's wrong with that?
So many huntresses and Saja boys. Get ready for a lot of that tomorrow night.
I feel like if the light's off, you also run the risk of what we talked about yesterday.
Getting TP'd.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want
leave the bowl outside and you won't get egged or TP'd.
Well, leave the bowl outside, one kid takes it all, and then you still get egged.
Dumps the bowl in his bag,
home, so just
runs
like,
off, and then everybody else goes, well, these cheapskates. Eggs.
Yeah.
TP.
Or you do the thing
where you scare the kid when you chase him down the street when he takes all the candy.
Yeah, or you do the thing where you leave the bowl, but then you hide behind like a bush, and then you jump out.
Scares the snot out of kids.
Like a chainsaw.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. All right, let me order one of those.
I'm not about to kill myself for a Skittle.
Order one of those on Amazon real quick. John is in Rode Island. He'd like to go on the clock.
All right, he's got a 30-second take.
All right, John, you're on the clock. What's your plan?
All right, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I went to Salem the other day, and I saw the Hocus Pocus house. The perfect plan is to come to my house. I live near the Conjuring house. We have a huge block party. They give out candy for the kids, but for the adults, they give out steak tips, sliders, mixed drinks, Jello shots. You take the wagon. The kids get the candy. You get the steak. You get the chicken sliders. You get the drinks. You come home. You have a great night. You pass out. The kids pass out.
Wow.
Let me tell you. Kind of nailed that. Conjuring House trick-or-treating party. Holy mackerel.
He even got a chance to brag right there.
Good brag.
I went to the Hocus Pocus house in Salem. So you got to brag out of the way real quick.
Hocus Pocus. He's hitting all the spots in New England.
He was on time.
Yep.
Yeah, with like a second or two to spare.
Yeah.
Great. And that does sound like steak tips.
Yeah. There was a guy bragging.
Now, they might be haunted steak tips because it's right by the Conjuring House, he said.
I know. It is weird, though, when you're like, you're stuffing your mouth full of candy, then it's like, oh, let me get like a steak tips and a burger. I don't know.
Well, it's chicken slider.
Chicken slider.
But you need.
That sounds good, too.
You need a good base
mixed
in there.
Mixed drinks.
You need a base in there for all your small beers and your candy.
What do they got, you think? Like a jungle juice?
I don't know.
Something a little, or they do the stuff where you can like dye it different colors. You can make like a spooky drink.
Yeah. Like the Sanderson sisters, their cauldron. Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's just Ecto Cooler.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Is this more Ecto Cooler? Is there anything in this? No.
No.
It's just we dumped it out of the box. It's Ecto Cooler.
All right. You can make that happen for sure. 617-779-7937. Ooh, text line is saying the Hocus Pocus house is actually in Marblehead.
Oh, boy.
Controversy.
I thought it was in Salem. I also thought the whole movie was filmed in Salem.
Well, it was set in Salem. The film claimed to be set in Salem anyway. I don't know where they actually filmed. Where did they film on location?
It's in Salem. The Hocus Pocus house you're likely referring to, according to Google AI, Max and Danny's house, a private residence located at blah, blah, blah Avenue in Salem, Mass.
Perhaps right on the line. Maybe that's the key.
Yes, I don't know.
Or maybe that's Bill Chisholm texting in with all of his North Shore expertise.
I, too, am from the North Shore. Okay.
Real quick, can I hear Orlovsky on Drake May? They were having an MVP discussion this morning. I think this is also Get Up.
All right.
Here's Dan Orlovsky.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season.
I'm sorry. He's talking
Jonathan
about
Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Who he's talking about there.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season. There's nothing that I can say in a negative fashion about him. The MVP of the NFL right now is Drake May. When it comes to the value that you are providing, given just back to last year, given what's around you.
What a take.
Okay, so Drake May.
Is it?
One, Steph's coming off an ACL. So, two, Kayshawn Booty's their number two receiver. He wasn't this highly drafted wide receiver.
True.
He's got two tight ends that are certainly longer in their careers than they are younger. Nice. Drake May's playing quarterback just about as good as anybody. With the least amount of help around him. Mm. When it comes to just talent, that's not a knock on those catches. Keeping it real.
Mm. So he's propping him up by tearing everybody else down.
Sounds that way.
Which is an odd take.
Orlovsky then later,
I would think,
later on today, he went on First Take and rated his top five quarterbacks who are playing the best. So that's not like I'd still take Patrick Mahomes over Drake May. Like he just said on Get Up, Orlovsky says, May is the MVP. Love Jonathan Taylor. No disrespect to him.
No.
But a disrespect to the whole Patriots roster. But Drake May
so
is my MVP.
So what is he saying now?
But then he gave up his top five quarterbacks who are playing the best through week 8. And he has Mahomes 1 and May 2. Classic Orlovsky.
So would Mahomes be the MVP?
One would think.
Because you can make the same case.
He's playing the best through 8 weeks.
Mahomes has only had Rice for 2 games.
Yeah.
And if anything, Josh Allen.
Tyquan Thornton and the empty husk of Kareem Hunt.
Josh Allen has worse receivers and tight ends. He has a far better running back, but he has worse of those two.
Allen's not in his top five.
See,
Mahomes, May, Indiana Jones, Stafford, who you hate, and Baker Mayfield, who you also hate.
I love one of those guys. I hate the other one. I just. Because that Kelly.
Stafford and Baker.
Because that Kelly Stafford's too political. No, but I feel like Drake May, my main takeaway for him wouldn't be his teammates stink. Like, I think he's playing great. He is bringing the level up, but he's like, guys, Kayshawn Booty was a late pick and Steph Diggs had an ACL injury. I'm like, okay.
I'm also
surprised. What about Drake May's, like, overall performance? Forget about that.
I'm also surprised that Greenberg and the rest of the set being like, whoa!
Drake May!
Drake May?
See, that's the... that's the tough part about, like, the...
Hot take!
Some of the national shows that probably just watch Red Zone. You know, like, they don't really see every game.
Yeah, but you don't need to see. He's third in the MVP odds.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. He's plus 500.
It
Mahomes
is weird.
125. Allen's 350. May's 500. He's third. Like, why? How is that a crazy take? He's third.
And I would even say the Allen being second is more to do with, like, he won it last year.
Yeah, his career than how he's played.
And you almost expect 8 more great games from him. And you're like, if you're Vegas, you don't want to get burned by it. So that doesn't even mean he's playing the second best. It's just they have him as the second best odds. The fact that Drake May has the third best odds, like, he's clearly on everybody's radar for MVP.
MVP? Third best odds?
Zoinks!
Okay. But Orlovsky, just when you want to say, he's got Drake for the MVP.
He does not.
He wanted to sit him for 2 years.
Pay me enough to play him, he said.
Then he had him as the MVP for like 5 minutes, and then he comes on First Take, and he's like, but Mahomes is playing the best. So I can never keep
my head is spinning.
I can never keep his take straight. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. And on the way next, the return of the madness, Kieferman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.